guest tonight on The Show Goes On. Our special guest is Lupe Fiasco. He's celebrating the release of his new album, Lasers, in store this Tuesday. And if you want to, you know, kick it with him, you know, holla at him real quick, call us up at 877-604-4746. That's 877-604-4746. Yo, Lou, what's good, man? I know you're taking a little swig real quick. What's going on, man? It's good to see you.
You too, man.
Yeah,
long
man.
Time.
Long time, man.
Long time. I see you in the streets, though.
All the time. I think the last time we saw each other, we were both, you were leaving a session with Kanye, and I was going in.
Yeah, man.
Totally different reasons. I'm sure you made some magic happen or something.
Yeah, I was in at a bite.
What did you think of the project? Like, you know, so early on, because we saw each other around towards the end of when he was completing it.
Dark Twisted of Fantasy, right?
Yeah.
I heard it prior to that, like some like months and months beforehand.
Right.
And I was impressed with it then.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it was even some stuff that didn't make the record. We was actually in a car. I was playing him some of Lasers and some of my Japanese cartoon record.
Wow.
And he was he played the Dark Twisted Fantasy, and actually Common was in the car. I think Common played some joints too.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, it was dope, man. It was dope. Runaway was dope. Movie was dope.
Yeah.
Partly, you know, the scene in the where they had the table where it was like all the black people, you know, getting served by all the white people. That was a piece. I would say about 20% of the inspiration for All Black Everything. I told Ye that too. I was like, yo, that scene from when I was thinking about the song, visualizing it. It was that scene from Runaway.
But even with All Black Everything, I know we're jumping right into the album Lasers. It's a track on there. It's towards the end of the album. With All Black Everything, it seems like you're going into like that dreamscape that Nas had with If I Ruled the World.
Uh-huh.
And but you flip it a little bit. And what was the inspiration behind you flipping it a little bit different outside of the Kanye movie?
I don't know. That song wasn't particularly on my mind. And somebody had said that before. There's like, all like everything is like I Ruled the World, you know, kind of a, you know, what if kind of a situation. But it was, that song specifically wasn't on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was more so about, but I'm happy to be a part of that conversation, extending that on, because that's a crazy record, you know. So
yeah,
even my record, even mentioned in the midst of that record, is something special in itself. But for me, it was more about, you know, the idea. I had to track forever, you know. I had to track forever, and shout out to my homies, the Buchanans.
Yeah.
So they didn't give it to Dr. Dre. So thank you, appreciate that. But I was sitting on the track for a while. And it just spoke to me in that, you know, it seemed like a fairy tale, whimsical kind of thing in itself, just the way the sample was and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in New York just sitting on the couch in an undisclosed location.
Okay.
And, you know, it just hit me like, All Black Everything. Yeah, yeah, that's, and then what is that? It's like, oh, yo, fantasy land. You know, what if slavery wasn't?
Wow.
You know, what if slaves got paid? You know, and what would that be? And I didn't go into it too academically. You know what I'm saying? Because you could really like, well, if that was the case, then hip hop wouldn't have been invented, because jazz wouldn't have been invented, because the blues would have been, then wasn't invented, then you wouldn't have had this, you wouldn't have had that. And it was like, you know, so it's not like, how can I say, it's not correct. It's not correct in that sense. It is what it is.
But sometimes do you think about the writing process? Like I could see how you're putting that whole scenario together right away, like, oh my goodness, the people are not going to get the concept of what I'm trying to do if I go that deep. Do you have to curb yourself now? Do you feel as though like your lyrics, because you can go out into the stratosphere with your lyrics, why do you feel like you have to slow down now?
I don't think I've slowed down. I think it's certain, you know, I'll take it to, you don't have to be super Lupe Fiasco lyrical. You know, shout out to Soulja Boy. That's my man. I mean that honestly.
You
know, it's funny how that became, you know, I'm in interviews telling that to people.
Right.
Every song doesn't deserve that. You know, every song doesn't need to have that. You know, and you know, if you want that, you know, his SLR, you know, his go to sleep. You know, if you want to sit down and beat your head up against the wall trying to figure out what this song is talking about, then here you go. But for me, it's hard to rap that on stage. I want something that's a little bit easier to rap, so I can jump around and go crazy a little bit. So let me pull back a little bit on this one. You know, I don't feel like I've dumbed down. But then, you know what I always got to bring up for people? It's like Kick Push wasn't that lyrical.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I swear the song, He Say, She Say, wasn't that lyrical. Right. You know, Food and Liquor wasn't that lyrical. You know, people always compare me to like myself, so they compare me to my mixtapes and stuff.
I think you might be thinking of it as not that lyrical for you, but amongst what's out there at the time.
No, I'm not comparing myself to anybody else. Okay. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I'm comparing myself to me.
Right. So it wasn't that lyrical on your level.
Right. When you take Dumb It Down versus Kick Push. You know.
Yeah.
And which was a bigger record, which was the record that made Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah.
And so I always kind of, I have to remind myself of that. And sometimes I hope, you know, people can remind themselves of that as well. Those big records that you love Lupe Fiasco for aren't necessarily these massively intelligent, brain-crushing, you know, lyrical masterpieces.
The lyrical Rubik's Cube.
You know what I'm saying? The beats might not even be that good, you know what I'm saying? But it's the feel and the emotion of the song, you know? And if we want to go into super lyrical Lupe Fiasco land, you know, I can definitely do that for you. But you don't need to be super Lupe Fiasco lyrical all the time.
I feel you, man. I feel you. Here we go, y'all. It's 877-604-4746. That number again is 877-604-4746. We're going to go into that first song, man. Off the album, the joint I Don't Wanna Care, man. That's an incredible, incredible record. We're gonna go ahead and play it now. Let's do it. Yeah, yeah. Clap it up, people.
Yeah.
Alright. Hey, Lupe, let the people know like what the scenery is like a little bit.
Oh, you know, I got my family up here.
Yeah, man. You want to shout them out real quick, right?
My aunties and my brother is here.
Oh, wow.
My brother came up from Texas. Shout out to Huggy Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
His wife is here. Hey, what's going on? His mama in here. They got my mama right there.
Oh, wow.
Mom's
my mama
here. Will bust everybody's ass in the audience right now. Literally,
the
my whole family
looking.
Is all black belt. Everybody out there is dangerous.
That's what's up,
yeah,
man. That's what's
and
up.
And then my band, you know, my the second
band.
Family.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is, for me, I'm happy because this is where I like to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is why I do music. Mm-hmm. For these knuckleheads.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? We live on the road, so you know.
Yeah.
It's just all family up in here. Yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. Big shout out to Hip Hop Nation. We're here with Lupe Fiasco. The show goes on, you know, with the release of the album Lasers this Tuesday, 877-604-4746. We want to get into a little bit of the talk about the I Don't Wanna Care record.
Yeah, man.
You know, the sound, for some people, they may say, like, it sounds a little bit different or...
No, it sounds completely different.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Let's just call it spade a spade. It's a completely different Lupe mm-hmm. Fiasco record.
Right.
But I Don't Wanna Care comes from... You know, Lupe Fiasco being on 7 world tours, you know, and I'm not on the stage with so-and-so hip-hop act.
Okay.
I'm on the stage with Iggy Pop.
Right.
You know, I'm on the stage with Tool. I'm on the stage with Linkin Park. Or I'm on the stage with Fall Out Boy, you know. So when you see I Don't Wanna Care in a hip-hop club, it's like, yo, we don't want to hear that.
Right.
You hear I Don't Wanna Care in front of 40,000 people. Which we just did in Australia like 2 months ago, you know. Mm-hmm. So you doing I Don't Wanna Care 40, 50, 60,000 people.
Right.
And it's going massive. Like first time they ever heard it. Mm-hmm. Going crazy. Simply because that's the feel and the mood. It's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's for a specific purpose.
Right.
You know, when I go into albums, everything has a specific kind of purpose. You know, same thing when I say you don't need everything doesn't need to be Dumb It Down. Everything doesn't need to be Kick Push. Everything doesn't need to be, you know, this particular mold, you know, because you already done that.
Right.
You know, and if you want to hear that, you know, quote Jay-Z, you know, go get my old albums.
Right. You have a line on the album that kind of, like, I'm not going back to that. That's backtrack. I'm all about the future type of thing.
Yeah. I don't want to backtrack. Yeah.
Right. But is it you moving away from a traditional hip-hop sound because of the influence of the international world?
Yes.
But not going back to it? Is that taking away your original Lupe fans?
Well, you can't go back to it on one song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do this dance record, then try and do a boom-bap hip-hop beat at the last 30 seconds of it. That's
right.
Stupid.
Right.
You know? So if you're going to do something, let's do it for real.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not play with it. You know?
And make the project what
right.
it,
and make
what
the project, because you can get... I'll give you boom bap, you know. I'll give you that. You can have.
Is that when
you can
get,
have All Black Everything? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can get the boom bap. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You can get, if you want some me just talking crazy, you can get Words I Never Said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But when I'm in front of 50,000 people,
mm-hmm.
I want to play I Don't Want to Care. You know, and I want to see people go ape shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see people crowd surf. I want to see circle pits, mosh pits. That's what we get when we do that song. You know, and my homies are backing me up. They all here. The nine dudes that's in the studio with me will tell you when we on stage and we do the songs where it's like, man, that wasn't really the radio record, because it wasn't supposed to be a radio record. Mm. But you come out to this festival, you know, you come to this show tomorrow,
right?
And you know, and don't wear your clean shoes, because you're gonna leave this bitch fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, auntie. My auntie's like, you better not be cussing in front of 40, 50 million people. I'm sorry, auntie. But honestly,
but you know, but right now it seems like you're about the people rather than serving the radio. But sometimes when you're serving the radio, you're serving the people.
Yeah, that's you know why. What I mean? That's why it's jam packed with positivity.
Gotcha.
You know, you turn on the radio now, 80-90% of what you're hearing is negative.
Right.
You know, 80-90% of what you're hearing is negative. Let me repeat that. 80-90% of the music that you hear on the radio, Sirius, terrestrial, whatever radio that you want to play, is negative.
Right.
It's negativity. Right. You know? So it's like, okay, if I'm going to play in the game and I'm going to get my message out there and I need to do that, I'm going to do what the radio wants to hear, because mm-hmm. there's a program. Mm-hmm. Right. But I'm going to make sure that the message that's in it
is there.
Is positive. Is that it's something that's uplifting. Me, that's at the end of the day, that's what's important, mm-hmm. you know, for you to get this positive message to balance out all this negativity that your son is hearing or your daughter is hearing, you know, or you're hearing and you think it's not affecting you, you know. So for me, it's like, yeah, I'm going to do the club record. Unapologetically do the club record mm-hmm. to the fullest and perform it like a wild man, you know. But it's going to have a positive message in there.
Gotcha. You know? 877-604-4746. The show goes on with our guest, Lupe Fiasco. We're going to take a couple of calls right now, Lou. We're going to hit up Cash out of Rochester, New York on line one. What's going on, Cash? You there?
Yes, I'm here. First of all, yo, shout out to Lupe, man. We love you in Rochester. We just left the CIAA tournament down there in Charlotte. Saw you coming through the mall. We're trying to get holla at you, but security was all on you trying to get you out there. You know what I mean? If you remember,
gotta keep it safe.
Gotta keep it safe. Yeah, we just, you know, did the Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, and all that. And one thing I need from you, man, I need to get some booking info so we can bring you up to Rochester, New York.
Oh, my man did the switcher. Go ahead,
Kara Lewis.
You know, Kara Lewis, the agent. You could though. You know what I mean? If you could.
Kara Lewis, the agent, world renowned.
Is there a way they can reach out?
I'm getting money.
Okay.
William Morris Entertainment.
There we go.
Her name is Kara Lewis. You can hit her up. You can search her. She's online. She's available.
Kara Lewis. It's real easy.
Give me the money.
All right. It's real easy to get with them. All right. We're going to hit up Chris out of Texas on line two. What up, Chris?
Hi. How you doing? I just wanted to ask Lupe, what inspired you to make Lasers, and how much has it changed from the Cool?
I think it's self-evident. You know, the album comes out tomorrow. Well, no, it comes out the day after tomorrow. It's self-evident. It's for me, it was the Cool was very, very dark. You know, it was me kind of working out, you know, the passing of my father and some other, you know, events and things that took place in my life that were, you know, somewhat tragic. And so the Cool was me trying to articulate, you know, that, you know, and to kind of communicate that story. Whereas Lasers, you know, I wanted it to be something light. You know, I wanted it to be something that was happy. You know, I wanted it to be something that was love, you know. So the actual title was a note to self. Is love always shines every time, remember to smile. Wow. You know, that wasn't for the record label. That wasn't for my fans. That wasn't for the audience. That title's for me.
Right.
You know, when I look at that and I see Lasers, when I go to the radio station, I see pluggers and posters. I go to a concert, I see it up, or look on the backdrop and it's Lasers. It reminds me to smile. You know, that's Lupe. Keep Lupe happy and safe and focused in the whole situation, you know. So yeah, man, okay. You see what it is. It's a very happy album.
That's what it is, man. It's very inspirational too, man. We're gonna go to Jada out of Westville, Louisiana on line three. What up, Jada?
Yeah, man, I wanna ask Lupe a question.
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I wanna know, like, when you make up your lyrics, do you worry about what people gotta say about it?
Yeah. To be honest, sometimes I do, you know, sometimes I don't, depending on what it is. Like for instance, there was a line that I had to take out of Words I Never Said, because I thought that it was a little too unresearched, you know, and it was like, let me change that. I can't send that onto the world like that, you
without,
know,
because without
I don't
having
wanna,
it,
you know, I don't want to mislead people,
gotcha.
You know, so for me, I'm always thinking in that realm. I'm always thinking about, I don't want to mislead nobody, you know, I don't want to put any untruths out there. But do I care what people think? You know, do I care what they, yo, that was whack or that was dope or that was this? No, you know, not necessarily. But I do care about the message and the energy that I put out there in my lyrics. So on that note, yeah.
Gotcha. We're going to hit up Lewis out of CT on line 6. What's going on, Lewis? Yo, Lewis, you there?
Yeah, what's going on? I'd like to say shout out to Lupe on the new album. I heard a couple of songs. It was real hot. But I'd like to ask him, whatever happened to Shining Down, why he decided not to keep it on Lasers?
It was Shining Down is one of the records that got leaked. It's actually on the bonus for iTunes. So it's actually kind of quote-unquote on the album. But, you know, it was either, you know, put a newer record on the album, you know, or put Shining Down on there. Because, you know, when records leak, that's part of the problem. It's like people like, man, you just putting the old records on there. You couldn't have did a new record. You couldn't have did that. You know, but we knew it was people that love Shining Down and what have you. So it's on the bonus version of the album, but it's not on the regular. Like, you just go to Best Buy, I think, or whatever. It's not on that. But if if you get it off iTunes, it is.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man. We're going to go ahead and get into the next song. We're going to check out All Black Everything. We want to lead into that real quick. Like, I know we talked about it a little bit, but lead into it real quick.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs ever.
All
right. You know? I don't care. It's funky. I'm just being brutally honest. I don't care if anybody else likes the song. I don't care if everybody hates the song. This is like my guilty pleasure. Like, I love this record. Like, if I didn't make this record, I would go see whoever made this record just to listen to this record. That's how much I love this junk. So yeah, here it is. All Black Everything. Shout out to the Buchanans. You dig, Hip Hop Nation? Let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a serious joint right there. Y'all got to see Lupe in here dancing around and everything, man. He's having a good time, man.
I love music, man. I love music.
That's what's
up. In a space where I could just listen to music all day long, kid, I'll never come out.
Who are some of the groups that you listen to right now?
I listen to everything. My iPod is very diverse. Like, I listen to crazy stuff like Rammstein. Mm. I listen to crazy stuff like Afrojack. You know, I rarely, barely listen to hip hop, but when I do get into hip hop, it's the roots, you know, how I got over. One crazy album, the Nas Damian Marley record. Ooh. Crazy album. You know, I got some Ye in there. But I listen to everything. Queen, you know, all type of Deftones, all type of rock, dance, electro, jazz, Fela Kuti, Hugh Masekela, you know.
Ooh.
Yo,
it's
nasty. It's nasty. I'll just sit and just care about nothing.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yo, it's Hip Hop Nation, and the show goes on with our special guest, Lupe Fiasco. Album coming out this Tuesday, Lasers. Hit us up, 877-604-4746. We're going to switch gears a little bit and speak about the petition. The fans came out. And they just blasted the corporations and made them move their arm on putting this album out. But the crazy part is, what if that didn't happen? Where do you think you would be right now?
I think if we'd have never had the protest,
mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have had Lasers.
Wow.
You know, you wouldn't have had a Lupe Fiasco record. I definitely wouldn't have. We were done. You know, and it's kind of weird for people to kind of understand what that means. Like, we were done.
Meaning?
It was like, either we just finna sit, you know, and I'm just going to tour until that runs out, you know, or we were calling other record labels. Like, mm-hmm. we were like, yo, we want out, you know. And to see the fans come out in that way,
right?
You know, it not only did it move me, it moved the record company, you know.
Right.
So shout out to Julie Greenwald. Yeah, big applause to Julie Greenwald, because she is the reason. Her and the two Mats,
okay.
The two Mats who actually organized, the three Mats who organized the protest. 17, 19 years old from New Jersey,
uh-huh.
putting the protest together. There would be no Lasers.
Right.
You know, it was one of them things where we were just, there was an impasse, mm-hmm. you know, but shout out to the fans. That's what I call it, and I will continue to call it and always call it the people's album.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is their record, you know. If I could give it away, I would.
Right.
You know, but I need an alternator.
You gotta push it. You need something to push it. Yes, indeed.
No, but seriously, you know, it's the fans. Much kudos and much love go to the fans on this one.
Well, that's incredible, because right now it seems like social networking is what's sparking revolutions all over the world. But initially it seemed like music was the thing that sparked revolutions. Do you think that it can still do that? Do you think is social networking seeming, or the media's making it seem like that's what's sparking revolutions more so?
I don't give too much credit to social networking, like Twitter and Facebook, when it comes to stuff like that. I'm sorry, guys, I don't.
Right.
Because you had, when there was no Twitter or Facebook, you still had Tiananmen Square. You know, you still had student movements. When there were no telephones, let's keep it crispy, you know? I think it's dope to kind of, it makes it easier for people to connect and organize, right? But the Facebook and the Twitter and the whole thing is about telling you a place to go.
Right.
You know, it's not the revolution itself. You know, I think that's kind of like armchair revolution, armchair progression. It's about the people who actually went out, you know, and protested. It's the act of it, you know? Social networking, Facebook, Twitter, that's a good organizing tool. It makes it easier for everybody to connect. But if nobody's protesting, if nobody's going out after that, then it's pointless.
Right.
So, you know, it's all about action. It's all about action. If music can inspire that, if a football game can inspire that, you know, if it's as tragic as somebody setting themselves on fire, you know, to inspire change and revolution in this world, then, you know, so be it. I'm going to take as many shots as it as I possibly can.
Right. And you make some huge remarks on the album about people in power, about, of course, like the political side and a lot of things on religion. What do you think of the power of religion and spirituality?
Religion is a funny thing, you know, because it's nonsense, right? And when I say religion is nonsense, religion isn't a faith, isn't a sense, right? You can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't taste it, you can't hear it, you know? There's nothing that you can prove, you know? There's nothing real other than, you know, your beliefs, which no one can see and no one can measure, you know?
Right.
So when you try and measure religion or understand or kind of put it in a bottle or you know, critique it, question it, describe it in any way, is one of those things where I don't think you can, you know? And I think that religion has to be, in some instances, has to be taken out of the equation because it separates more than it unifies, you know? And I think for some people use it as a crutch, you know?
Right.
And I think some people use it as a, I think some people forget the evils, you know, that their religion did.
Right.
You know, Spanish Inquisition, there were no Muslims. There were no Jews, there were no Buddhists,
right?
There was no revolutionaries, there were no atheists. These were all popes burning people alive, fellow Christians, you know? So it's a, when you start to really sit back and kind of try and understand and figure it out, it's a very sticky thing, you know?
Yeah,
so for me, it's about right and wrong.
Right, and you know? And that's how you use it, as a balance.
A balance, as a moral compass for me.
Right.
But I don't try and impose it on anyone. And when I feel that, like, my religion is becoming, because I'm Muslim, and for my religion to be, to start to govern what I do, I stop.
You slow it
down. You know, because for me to use my religion as an excuse or as a backdrop as why I'm doing this or why you should do this, everybody can come with that, well, I can do this or maybe I can do that. Everybody, it's funky. You know, at the end of the day, it's all human beings.
Right.
As long as we're living in harmony and living in peace, do what you want.
Do what you want. Well, that's deep, and I feel as though there's a different kind of power that you work from. What is that inner power that you work from, if it's not always, you know, most people will say spirituality or religion. What's that inner power that you work from?
I don't know. It's hard to describe, man. It's humanity, you know? It's about seeing things in the world, you know, that you know are not right, you know? To see somebody starving to death, you know? To see somebody, you know, telling the kid that if you want to go to heaven, you got to blow yourself up, you know? To see a soldier shooting a 12-year-old girl 40 times with an assault rifle, you know? To see those things, you know, to see somebody cut somebody's head off because they drew a cartoon of somebody else.
Right.
You know, to see those things and know innately in your gut that those things are wrong beyond any filter, beyond any religious dogma, beyond anything like that, any ideology, any communism, any political, any Democrat, Tea Party, Black Panther, whatever.
Ooh.
Just a filtered list, humanity looking at something and say, that's wrong as fuck.
And that's what power.
That's
you.
What motivates me.
Right, and that's what motivates the music that we're about to hear.
Yeah, man.
All right, y'all. We got deep for a minute. It got real serious for a little bit. But what we're going to do is we're going to play up this incredible special performance that we're getting from Lupe.
Yeah.
We're doing an extensive, extended, extra. What do we call it, man? Because this is the first time you set this up. Like, we're doing five songs in a row. How many are you doing?
No, it's a show.
It's just a show.
I think you should move.
Okay, because you're about to start kicking and going crazy.
Busy. If everybody knows what a Lupe Fiasco show is about,
man, they
know
it
gets a little wet. It gets a little crazy. It gets a little crazy.
All right.
So, but nah, man, we're gonna rock out. That's what we do. I'm gonna do what I love, which is perform.
Cool, man. Here we are, Hip Hop Nation, and the show goes on. Everybody that's here, we need y'all to stand up. Everybody that's in the building with us, we need y'all to stand up, get them hype. You know what I mean? Here we are, man. Lupe Fiasco. Yo. Can you hear me? Yo, man. Lupe, man. That is insane, yo.
Oh, thank you.
You did a great job. I mean, that was a straight hold down real quick. We did a hee-haw moment.
Yeah, sometimes you got to shut.
Yeah. He even had the dance steps going.
Yeah, you know.
He's doing the Muhammad Ali for a minute. That's what's
I got
man.
The greatest band in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
So, that's... yeah, man. Shout out to Matt Nelson. Love it. Great.
Yeah.
Eric Hammer. DJ Thomas Taz. You know?
That was incredible because the people, they've never had that here. You know, like straight 25 minutes of crazy concert.
Yeah, I was going to throw something through this window. But
yeah, man, the water came straight over.
I was trying to crowd surf, but I don't think I would have made it through the bulletproof glass.
That was dope, man. What we want to do is we want to get into some calls real quick. I'm going to let you catch your breath real
quick. I'm ready. I'm good.
Oh, you ready? Okay.
Money
Yo,
can't wait.
We're going to hit up Danny out in Ohio. On line 2.
Hello?
Yo, Danny, you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what up, Danny?
Hey.
Oh, that was me. I'm sorry.
It's a privilege to be able to talk to you. I mean, you're so amazing and impactful in my life. I just love everything you've done so far. I just had a question about a couple things, if you don't mind.
Yeah, shoot. What?
Well, I know the LUPN was supposed to be the last one, so is that still coming out, or are you going to keep going?
LUPN was always a concept album, you know, so it's no different from any other concept albums that I have. You know, I might just be on the back burner trying to think of different ideas and different songs, you know, concepts for it. So I wouldn't count it out, you know, too soon. But the next Lupe Fiasco record will be Food and Liquor 2. So
that's what's up. 877-60-HIP-HOP. That's 877-604-4746. Hip Hop Nation, the show goes on. We're gonna hit up Elijah out of Philly on line 5. What up, Elijah?
Hey, Lupe, it's Elijah.
What up, Elijah? What's going on, bro?
What's going on, sir? Been my role model since Revenge of the Nerds. It's amazing. But I wanted to know, where do you get your inspiration for your lyrics, like your intellectual lyrics? You're over the top. Like, do you ever amaze yourself sometimes over the stuff you say?
You know, I'm always in a battle with cannabis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to be as good as cannabis.
Was he your favorite rapper?
Man, cannabis had me and my shout out to my homie Bishop G. He made us stop rapping for like 3 weeks.
Wow.
You know, we was like seven, like one, well, maybe like 16.
Uh-huh.
So we're done. There's nothing else to say.
Incredible
but rap. on a political side, you know, other than, you know, just the inspiration for the lyrics as far as the content, you know, I check people out like James Baldwin. Noam Chomsky, Howard Zinn, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Jane Baldwin as well. Malcolm X, Huey Newton. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
The people that I get my source material from and the people that inspire me, my mama, you know, my pops.
Duke,
you know,
in the building, too.
It's a nice treasure trove of information that I tap into to make my songs. You know?
That's what's up. 877-604-4746. That number again is 877-604-4746. We rocking out with the show. Must go on with my man, Lupe Fiasco. We're going to take another call. Kyla out of British Columbia on line 6. Kyla, you there?
I'm there, yeah. Hey, how's it going? I'm just so glad I tuned in today. I feel so lucky. It's just been great. Mostly I'm calling just to say thank you. And I'm a mom, and it's just so nice to have something that my girls can listen to, and it's such an inspiration. And my 11-year-old is so susceptible to what she hears, and sometimes I feel like especially now with this new stuff that you brought out, like I can play it and be like, listen to Lupe, you know, and hope that she's going to grow and take it in.
Well, I try my best. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, indeed. That was a dope call right there. We're actually going to take a studio member question real quick.
What up, bro? I signed your t-shirt out at shout out to everybody who came out to New Jersey day before yesterday.
Yesterday.
For the album in store, FYI. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And what's your name, man?
Justin from New York.
Okay. What's your question?
Are you excited for the show you have with CeeLo and Wiz Khalifa down in Texas coming up soon?
Oh, yeah, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
That's going to be, we're gonna rip them. Shout out to my man Wiz Khalifa. I remember touring Wiz Khalifa years ago.
When he sounded like he was with Rockefeller.
Less tax.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about the weed.
Yeah.
but shout out, it's good to see my man where he is right now. Dope. So shout out to Wiz. But I'm definitely ready to kind of clear him off the stage, though.
There we go. We got the challenge. We have another one. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Luella from Brooklyn.
Hey, Luella. I know Luella. What's up?
I just wanted my question. I don't want to get deep into any questions. I just wanted, do you know that I'm your biggest fan?
Yes, I do know that.
You do Luella know. I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Official number one Lupe fan.
My Twitter name was Rada. Super Lupe Fan, and then I changed it. But
what was it now?
It's just Sierra Luella now, but it was Super Lupe Fan.
I know. Luella's dope. You know? She's the dopest. Shout out to all the Lupe Fiasco fans, the LUPN block. Yeah. Appreciate the love.
We got one more.
Okay.
What's your name, man?
John O from New York.
Okay.
What up, John?
What's up, Lupe? I just want to know, when you were growing up, like, what were some of the first hip-hop acts and people that you were listening to when you were coming up, doing your thing?
Spice One. Shout out to the whole Bay. MC
problem.
Hammer, again. Shout out to the Bay.
Oh, the Bay.
You see a trend
I
building.
I see that.
A-Ball MJG, and it kind of went from there into Jay-Z, Nas, Wu-Tang, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, Killer Army, and now it's everybody, you know. We like, take inspiration from everybody, as many people as I possibly can, you know.
That's what's up, man. Yo, Lupe, man. Everybody up in here. Everybody stand up. Give him a big round
of
applause.
Hold on. I think we got one more question.
Uh-oh.
One more question from our guitar player.
Uh-oh. Guitar player got a question?
What's your favorite song on the album, man?
Favorite song on the album is All Black Everything. All right.
And there we go. That was a dope performance of that. Like, that's a gangster, man. So, yeah, everybody clap it up for Lupe. Lupe, any last remarks, for the people out there, letting them know what you got coming up, Twitter and all of that good stuff?
I appreciate Hip Hop Nation and Sirius for letting us come up here and wreck the studio a little bit and get things wet. Appreciate the love from all the fans. Lasers in stores March 8th. Get the iTunes pass right now. Follow me on Twitter at Lupe Fiasco. You can check out LupeFiasco.com for upcoming tour dates so you can be there in person to see a little taste of what we got up here tonight. That's basically it, man. Be on the road, rocking, doing my thing. Dot, my man.
Yo,
Dot. Finally.
We here, man. We here. It's a dope interview and all that, man. For everybody that's listening now, if you just caught up, and you want to get the whole show, check out Sirius.com/HipHop Nation for all the replay details. We're going to get at you. Once again, this is Hip Hop Nation. The show goes on.